Phone lines are open to you at 1-306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Whatever is on your mind, grinding your gears or making you smile might be the Riders, too. And you know what? Whether or not you're a fan of Brandon Bridge, he is the guy that we're behind. So if you want to call up and wish Brandon Bridge all the best, more than welcome to do that. Or maybe you want to talk about the price of gas, which went up to $1.32 yesterday. Or you can also have your say if you want to go online to cjwwradio.com. On the have your say question is, have you ever received a phone call from someone claiming to be from the Canadian Revenue Agency? And so far, two-thirds say, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, we've heard from that guy or that woman. But usually I find that it's a guy because I get multiple calls from the Canadian Revenue Agency, and it makes me crazy. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning. I have a boot for these oil companies, energy companies, etc. In this day and age when we're supposed to be energy efficient and safety and redundancy is almost a buzzword around these places, with the oil companies, somebody on the 45th floor gets a case of the sniffles, the gas price goes up. In this case, it's gone up 10 cents a liter, 45 cents a gallon. Why is it that somebody can't, you know, in this respect, why? There should be something in place that something goes wrong in one of these factories, something else just kicks in. The flow of oil and gas isn't disrupted to the fact of 10 cents a liter. This is retarded.
Thank you for your call. I certainly don't think that you're feeling alone. I got a call earlier this morning.
Hey, just FYI for anybody heading into the North Country, I'm just went through Blaine Lake, and the gas is still $1.20 up here.
$1.20 at Blaine Lake? Nice.
Yep. Both stations, you bet.
Hey, so have you heard any explanation for why we've gone up to 132?
Well, they said it was the refinery in Edmonton on news last night shut down. But that seems like kind of a crock putter up a dime. You know, I mean, I could see Texas the last time where I went on up a nickel, but this is only in Edmonton, they said on the news last night.
So it's just until this refinery is upgraded or whatever they have to do to get it, do the maintenance.
Right, they might knock it back a nickel, but then, you know, they're still going to stick it to us again.
Yeah, good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Yes, I like to boot those gas prices, too. I'm from Melford. And the gas in Melbourne is 121, 122, 123. All depends where you shop. But you know what? They should have an inquiry into this gas. There's no way it should be that price. It's crazy. Thank you. Bye.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. If we went back from liters to gallons, that gas went up 45 cents a gallon in one shot.
I know,
and
that's frightening.
That's ridiculous.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. A couple of years ago, I got called by the CRA, and the paper had an article saying, if that happens, call the RSMP. I called the RSMP. They said, call the CRA. They called the CRA. They say, call the RSMP.
And around and around and around. And
yeah. So, well, you know, you get mad because they're just thieves trying to steal from, you know, especially seniors. And, you know, it makes you mad. You want to do something. And so then you get frustrated when you can't. You try.
I had a conversation with the last CRA person that, and they told me that they were calling the RCMP, and I said, well, that's excellent. I said, I'm going to get some flowers and candy and meet them out front. And then they hung up on me.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, a bit of a long-winded salute, perhaps, for President Trump down in the States. The other day, he demanded that OPEC start turning on the taps of oil. Get the oil flowing. Apparently every year they turn their taps off at this time of year, which forces the price to go up. So good on President Trump, because you don't want to cross him too much or he'll do some stuff to you. So good on him. And that thing in Edmonton, big deal. They do that every year too. They clean them at the wrong time of year.
Thanks for your help.
Have a great day.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Saskatoon.
Yeah.
I hope the gas prices going up. I got to raise them.
All right. I can see where that's going to. Toll free 1-800-667-3727, or if you want to give us a call locally, 306-938-0600. Have had some people texting in gas prices, because for the most part, all the ones that I've seen around Saskatoon are up around 132. However, Judy has sent us a note here that where it is just filled up in Vonda, 120 is still out there. Linda is 120 in Marsland, just filled up yesterday. If you have anything like that, you can always give us a call and report it. Love to hear it. 306-938-0600. Call or text. Or if you want to get on the toll-free line, 1-800-667-3727. Gas is certainly one of the topics of conversation. Maybe you have some thoughts on the Riders and Chris Jones. He just keeps doing what Chris Jones wants to do. It sounds like Daron Carter. Well, no, it doesn't sound like. Daron Carter is going to be staying on defense. Brandon Bridge sure could use him as a receiver. However, good morning. Boots and salutes. What's on your mind?
Hey, about these gas prices, why don't we just do what Germany did and stop driving for a day or two?
It's a thought. Good morning. Boots and salutes.
Yeah, good morning. Maybe we should all set up tents at the Parliament building in Regina until the government sets up an inquiry about the gas prices.
Good morning. Boots and salutes.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to let you know gas prices in Warman up. Gas Plus is gold $1.22.
$1.22.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good one. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, everybody. Can I boot somebody here?
Well, sure you can. That's the show, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to boot those clowns. They're talking about the gas prices. Why aren't they walking anywhere? They're all about the environment here. And that's all I have to say about that.
Thanks for your call, 306-938-0600, or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And there are some that will argue that. They will encourage us to use the bike lanes that have been constructed in downtown Saskatoon, and the more bike lanes that are coming this way, the increased price of gas. Who knows? But anyway, some thoughts on that. Here's a quick quirk for you, which kind of makes me feel good. You know how packaging seems to be getting bigger and the product seems to be getting smaller? Well, or at least the price goes up and the quantity goes down. That's another way. People who follow these type of things have discovered something interesting about potato chips. The air-to-chip ratio has decreased over the last 3 years. In 2015, the average bag of chips was 70% air, 30% chips. The ratio has decreased by 27% in the last 3 years. Other people have chimed in that the fact the bag is actually smaller, so the number of chips remains the same. They've just made the bag smaller. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I'd just like to make a boot for everyone complaining about the gas prices. I understand it's going up, but everything in this world is relative. I was standing in line the other day listening to someone complain about gas prices, and they're buying an $8 latte from Starbucks. So I think people have got to get their priorities straight. If something goes up in price, that's just the way it goes.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute all my NDP friends and my auntie. Thank you.
There you go. And that wraps up today's edition of Boots and Salutes. Just wouldn't be the same without them. Tomorrow morning, same time, same